What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what that sound means? It's time for a quiz show, hearkening back to the days of Starkey and Malzy. An entire universe has waited for the renewal of the quiz show. They got what they wanted 3 weeks ago. I guess Malzy and I, our little reunion there at the Greentree Volunteer Fire Department, kicked this off. And since then, we've had two quiz shows of our own. It's become a Wednesday staple. Paul's winning 2-0. I thought he played a great game last week. Some unbelievable answers. Paul, you should be very proud of yourself.
I think it turned out pretty well for me last week.
You were really good. What's the rules again here, Malzy?
There are 7 questions.
City, whatever your name
the
is.
The first 6, thank you. First 6 questions are worth 1 point.
Uh-huh.
The final question is worth 3 points.
Let's do it.
First question to you, Joe.
I get the first one, all right.
Yeah, because Paul's won the first 2 games, so we'll throw you a bone.
And if we both get it wrong, then the next round gets a clue, right?
Correct, there's a clue involved.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe.
Yes.
Which Pittsburgh Steeler was featured and won the title on Dancing with the Stars in the mid-2000s?
Thank you for asking that question. The answer is Hines Ward.
Hines Ward is correct.
Yeah, baby. How about that, Paul? Now you're playing from behind, big boy.
I mean,
now I got a lead. I can start dumping and chasing a little bit.
I mean,
I needed that one.
Could you put it up on a tee anymore for
Eggman? All right, Paul, let me put one on a tee for you then to start.
You're going in order, right? You're not just throwing out the easy ones. You have a list of questions, right?
The questions get harder and harder as we go.
Okay.
Paul, what was the Pirates' theme song during their run to winning the World Series in 1979?
We are family.
What is happening
That was the equivalent of we faced off, and I shot it down the ice, and your goalie swung and missed. That was that.
You can ask me next what the nickname of the 3 pro sports teams in towns are.
Actually, yes.
I say Mario. What's his last name? I say Sydney. What's his last name? What's happening here?
Go
Joe.
Ahead.
Yeah.
What former Steeler appeared in multiple different movies, most notably the 2006 film Failure to Launch?
Failure to Launch? Multiple movies? No. Former Steeler?
Yeah. Oh, now the questions aren't that easy anymore, huh? Had to warm you up to the quiz show.
Wait, I'm struggling. Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Oh, my. God. Terry Bradshaw is correct.
Yeah,
I can't believe you guessed and got that.
Yeah.
It was an easy question, but I'm thinking.
I had no idea that
answer. I knew
it
was in movies, but I didn't know
it was Failure to Launch. Of course, that was Matthew McConaughey and
Cameron Diaz.
No, it was Jessica Parker. What's her name?
Raquel Welch.
What's the text
Rachel
in the city,
Ward.
Lady? No, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that movie. Yeah. I don't remember him in it.
Yes, he's the dad.
Is he any good? He put out an album once, a country album.
It's not a bad movie, but go ahead.
We thought that the Dancing with the Stars one was going to stump you a little bit, but I think this one might. This is a question from our dear friend IT. Which 3 NHL logos, Paul, have teeth in them? We'll do individual points. If you can name one and Joe can name one, we'll hand out points based on if you can get the logos.
Teeth?
There are three NHL logos that have teeth in them.
All right.
The Sharks.
The Sharks is correct. Now, Paul, since you got one, you can keep going.
That's not fair. I guess
it's Paul's question.
Oh, you're right. God. I'm sorry.
There's
got to be a time limit here. Limits. Live up to your name, will you? 5 seconds and then do a buzzer.
5 seconds.
The Panthers.
The Panthers is incorrect. Joe, to you.
Oh, my God. The Predators?
The Predators is correct.
And do ducks have teeth? Do ducks have teeth, Paul? Do Kraken is a fish? The Kraken.
The Kraken is incorrect.
Who? Oh, Paul goes.
Paul goes.
Yeah. Teeth?
Teeth?
There's one other logo with teeth. Are you ready for
now,
your hint?
This is why you guys get the bit. No. Yeah, he does get the hint.
Paul, you get the hint.
Yeah.
Western Conference.
Hmm. That makes it very interesting. Do ducks have teeth?
Teeth.
Or you guessed ducks, and ducks is incorrect.
I didn't guess ducks. I guessed predator. Did I guess ducks?
Yes.
I guessed Kraken.
Did. Well, yeah.
I give up. I can't think.
How about the Blackhawks?
The Blackhawks is incorrect.
All right, give me one more guess. I can't think of teams in the West. Do the Blues have teeth?
Canadian team.
Canucks.
Vancouver Canucks, Joe, is correct.
Do I get credit for that? Because I got one wrong before that. I don't feel like I deserve credit for that.
That's fine. You want to split the points then?
Yes, 1-1. My turn.
Joe?
Yes?
Who was the first Pirate to hit 50 home runs in a season?
Holy horse follicles. Ralph Kiner.
Oh, man. Ralph Kiner is correct.
Yeah, baby! What's the score here?
We thought that one was going to maybe get you and you'd go, like, Paul Wehner.
Have you ever seen the Ralph Kiner hand statue over at PNC, Paul? Looks like Thing from the Addams Family. All it is two hands. That's the statue.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
So you split the first two.
Yeah.
You split on the fourth question. Paul won, then Joe won. And then, Joe, you took the sixth question. So, Joe.
Yeah. I'm up 3-2.
Currently up a point, yes.
Okay.
All right.
It's Paul's turn to go first.
Go ahead.
As we got through this, I realized saying to IT that this question is too easy that he picked out. But I will ask it anyway.
Of course Paul gets it.
Paul, which former Steeler was cut three times, four times including...
James Harrison.
Yeah.
My God. So easy, you don't even have to finish the question. This is ridiculous. Well, this was always coming down to the seventh question,
wasn't it?
All right. This is it, Paul.
And I think this one's going to get you.
Winner take all.
Nolan Gorman hit a grand slam last night for the Cardinals against the Pirates.
Yeah.
How many, Joe, of the four Pirates who have hit grand slams this season can you name?
Okay. How many of the four Pirates who have hit grand slams this season can I name? I give you a number. How does this work again? If I say two, then Paul's got to name three, correct?
Correct.
Is that right?
So you can say I can name two,
but
Paul can say prove it, or Paul can say I can name three, and you can say prove it.
That's the little twist.
You played this game for how many years?
Yeah, it's a brain teaser. The game itself is a brain teaser. So if I say two, I can name two of these four, then the ball's in your court, and you can either say I'll give you three and win, or Joe, you name two, and you win. You know what I mean?
No, it's your question.
I told you the answer itself is a brain teaser. I mean, the format is a brain teaser.
Joe, how many can you name?
Well, once I say the number, then it's in Paul's court.
No, then you have to name that number.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
you do.
Paul, you can either say I can name, like if Joe says he can name two, you can either say I can name three or tell Joe to prove it.
Right. You can either give me a prove it, name the two, or you can say I'll name three or more. Then the ball's going to be, but first I have to say a number.
Go ahead, say a number.
How many of the Pirates? I can name two Pirates that hit grand slams this year.
Paul?
Paul?
So...
can you name three, or do you want Joe to prove it?
So... okay. I'll name three.
All right, go.
Prove it, Paul.
Prove it, Paul.
Oliveira, Sawinski, and Reynolds.
Oh, my.
Good night.
Damn it.
Paul wins again. 3-0. He's going to try to sweep you next week, Joe. Can you name? Now, you know, the funny thing is, who did Paul not name that's hit a Grand Slam? His favorite Pirates player ever.
Henry Davis.
Close.
Rowdy.
Close. Not close.
Michael Taylor.
No.
Triolo.
No.
Grandal.
No. Yeah, same position.
The human rain delay.
No.
Joey Bart.
Yes.
Joey Bart. That's right. I forgot about
Joey
him.
Bart.
I will say this. In that particular case, it's an advantage that you took 15 minutes to figure out what the question was and how to answer it. Because
Paul thought about it.
And listen, I was able to sit and I look, my screen, I'm actually... it's not about looking it up. I was able to think about it.
Yeah.
And I was able to say, I know Sawinski hit one. I know Oliveira's hit one. And I was going to go with either O'Neill Cruz or Reynolds. And I said,
Reynolds just hit one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. I don't know.
He said Reynolds.
The format of the final question is flawed and confusing. It's something doesn't seem right.
The Texers are really upset about the teeth question. They said that the Blackhawks have teeth. Incorrect. I looked up their logo. They don't. The Wild have teeth. No, it's like a little stream in a forest that is not teeth. And the Coyotes. The Coyotes no longer exist.
The Wild was one I was actually thinking about.
Who was the answer?
Guessing.
The answer was the Canucks, the Predators, and the Sharks.
What's the Canucks logo? It has teeth in it? You sure about that?
Yes, there are teeth. I see teeth in the Canucks logo.
What is it? What is the logo?
It's a C.
I was
like the Canucks, like a hockey stick.
Yeah.
And like
the hockey stick
fish.
Has teeth? Oh, the fish has teeth.
And the fish has teeth.
All right.
I was going to guess the Wild. Because I didn't know. What is the Wild? Is that like a...
I don't know.
Is that an animal or is that like a...
I don't know what the hell it is. I'm down 0-3 now because of you.
Don't blame me for this.
Yeah, they're terrible questions. And the last, I don't know how to answer the last one.
Blame IT for half the questions.
How did I get Mulsey on that one? Because the question came to me, it was like name seven of something. And I said, I can name three. And then Mulsey, in all his bravado, said I can name four. So, okay, so I guess this was the way to do it.
This is the way to do it,
because
yes.
Because I said I can name two, and then Paul either says I can name three or makes me name two.
This is exactly how Craig did it.
All right, you're right.
For the final question.
I apologize for those insults.
I accept your insult apology.
I'm just angry I lost again. All right, Paul.
Maybe you'll come back like the Oilers.
Could be. Dan Zangrilli is up at the top of the hour. Let's talk some Pirate trade rumors. Why don't we do that for a while? Are they going to do anything? Let's talk about the Palacios mystery. What happened last night?
Wait, I need your vote, Joe.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Riverhounds are, you know, they're starting a women's professional team here.
Yeah.
Here are the four choices for the names. They're going to allow fans to name the team.
The Lady River, or the Women Riverhounds?
Here they are. The Pittsburgh Confluence.
Uh-huh.
The Pittsburgh Renegades.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Riveters.
Riveters?
Or the Pittsburgh Strikers.
What? Who put Riveters out there?
I would say Confluence probably is the best of that group, and I don't like any of them, really. But
City Limits, did you hear this? Are you listening?
Yes.
What were the four nicknames? Wrong. Go ahead, Paul.
Riveters, Confluence, Strikers, and Renegades.
Riveter. The Pittsburgh Riveters?
Yes.
What's a Riveter?
I have no idea.
The Confluence, the Strikers, and the what?
What was it? The Renegades.
The Renegades, the Strikers, the Confluence, and the Riveters.
It's going to be the Renegades.
I'd go back to the old ABA days and name them the Pittsburgh Condors. Would be unbelievable. Would you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, but it's a different sport. How about the Pittsburgh Triangles?
How about the Pittsburgh Kickers? Triangles. That was the name of the...
was that tennis?
Yeah, World Team Tennis.
World Team Tennis with Vitas Gerulaitis?
Yeah.
How come Vitas Gerulaitis is never put on those lists of greatest Pittsburgh athletes? He won a championship, for God's sakes.
Yes, he did, Limits. He won a championship here. So did Connie Hawkins. How about the Pittsburgh, what was their name?
The Pipers.
The Condors?
Yeah, the Condors.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with the Pittsburgh Confluence. How about the Pittsburgh Soccer Club? By the way, the Utah team, the Washington football team should have stayed the Washington football team. That's a great name. The Utah Hockey Club is incredible. They don't need a nickname.
I like the Yeti better. The Utah Yeti.
After the little things they drink hot stuff out of?
Yeah, what is that?
Or the snow monster?
What?
A Yeti is like a snow monster. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, I thought it was a little thing that kept coffee.
Well, it's the same name, but different meanings.
Just keep them the Utah Hockey Club. I think that's tremendous, Paul.
That is
UHC.
I like your idea. The Pittsburgh Soccer Club.
I think that would be great.
Or better yet, how about what was the name of the lacrosse team we had here? The Pittsburgh Crossfire.
That's a good name.
Or the Pittsburgh
Crossfire.
Yeah, or the Pittsburgh Bulls was another. Or the Arena League team was the Pittsburgh Gladiators, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the one, whatever basketball team that was with Pittsnoggle was the Pittsburgh Explosion.
Yes, or better yet, the CBA team, the Pittsburgh Piranhas.
That was a good name.
Yeah, and I used to love going to those games. And, of course, the star of those teams was Jarvis Bassknight from UNLV.
Oh, that would have been a great question. Who was the star of the Pittsburgh, what were they called?
The Pittsburgh Piranhas.
Piranhas. Jarvis Bassknight. What a player he was.
Would
Limits.
You have gotten that right?
I would have, because I went Paul to just about every game.
I feel like I've answered more questions correctly than Paul, but he's answering the big ones.
Well, I did give you first crack to answer the last question.
You cheated.
By giving you the chance to answer it first?
No, by giving him the question, the theme song of the 79 Pirates.
Yeah, but yours first one was a layup.
You
as
got
well.
The Dancing with the Stars one.
That's a lot harder.
And you also got the Failure to Launch one, which was obscene for a second question. That was obscenely easy.
Yeah, I didn't know right. The answer to that.
You're right. Did IT make all those up, or did you help him?
IT made about six of them, but I approved of most of them.
He's doing really well in his internship, isn't he?
He is.
Limits?
He is. He's doing a lot.
Paul is bursting with pride over this.
He's responsible for the quiz show,
yeah.
The podcast.
He does the podcasts. Yep.
He does a very nice job, very fine job. He gets an A+ in my book.
Yes, he does.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul, what has happened here with the Pirates? What happened last night?
Well,
Really? Palacios is on his way up and Jack Sawinski has a good game and now he's not on his way up anymore? Is that really? Noah Hyles seems to buy into that theory to a certain extent. What else could it be?
Well, I thought you meant what happened last night with respect to Mitch Keller.
Yeah, that's a good question,
too. And quite frankly, I think the explanation for that is very, very easy. Very easy.
What?
Pony, before the game, tweeted, "I've got a feeling Mitch Keller pitches a complete game tonight."
Yes.
I agree. It's exactly why. Retweeting everything.
The pony curse.
The pony curse lives again. Strikes another day.
So he does ask an interesting question a couple of tweets later. April 25th was the last time the Pirates had a winning record. Will we see them get above 500 again this season?
That's a good question.
That's a good point.
I got asked that in the mailbag.
And I didn't mean to hijack you, the whole thing with Sawinski, but I thought when you first said what happened last night, I thought we were going to go with Keller. But Sawinski thing, if that's the case, it's absolutely the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, if you're dead set on either bolstering Sawinski's trade value, and that could be real. Like if Jack Sawinski went on a home run tear right now, coming off a 26 home run season, somebody might perk up and say, I want that guy. We think that guy will give them better instruction than the Pirates did. He could be a 30 home run guy, whatever. If it's that, or you just want to stick around and see if Sawinski gets hot, I don't agree with that necessarily. But okay, then call up Palacios anyway and DFA Olivares. Or something. Or Michael A. Taylor. I mean, I would rather the Pirates do anything than the status quo at this point.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I agree 100% with that. I mean, to me, my thing is... I think that the problem with the Pirates is they've got a lot of guys who seem to be able to flash for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And the Pirates get their hopes way up. And they say, we're going to stick with this guy now the rest of the year.
Yeah. Or they just figure that's good enough and we don't have to pay him
either. Honestly, if they fall a little bit further out and they decide they're going to be sellers, they need to be sellers.
It's sort of like Penguins purgatory,
right,
isn't it?
All right. I mean, don't go all the way.
Do something other than this.
Save money so that maybe, theoretically you can spend money on free agents either in the offseason or whatever, right? So gather as much money as you can gather and also try and get prospects back so you can, have more bullets in the gun to, go out next year or chips, trade chips or however you want to say it, to go out next year and go get players. My thing is, if you're going to go with the plan that we're going to sell a little bit and then try and bring back guys who maybe are just on the verge of being major leaguers,
yeah,
you're wasting our time. Like, to me, I mean, if that's the plan, Joe, I hope Rowdy Tellez hits 50 home runs in the month of July so they can trade him for something and save $2 million and maybe, get something back for him. Chapman, we've talked about, you save what? He's $10.5 million, so he'd probably save about what, $5.5 million or something like that? Trade him. Perez, what's he making? Like $8 million or $5 million? What's he making? I don't even know what he's making. $5 million, I think, maybe, or whatever. Saving half of his salary. Gonzalez, I know, is $8 million, saving half of his salary. You got all that money. Put it away for next year to go get some other players and see if you can get some prospects back for them. And quite frankly, the one thing that I've heard that I don't like and I would not like, a number of people seem to want them to trade Mitch Keller because he's going to have, he's going to go from like $5 million this year to $15 million next year. If you trade Mitch Keller... what are we talking about here?
I mean, for me, if you got an everyday player who was the hitting equivalent of Mitch Keller, I've been talking about that all year. I wouldn't object to that. I would object to Mitch Keller for prospects, that type of deal, just to save money. But if you're going to go out and get a 26-year-old, like if they had traded, let's say Arias had years left on his deal, you want to make that deal. Keller for Arias. If Arias had years left,
and then basically
I'll talk.
You're banking on one of the two young pitchers in Altoona or whatever being ready for next year.
Yeah. All right, we got some calls here. 412-928-9370. I'm sympathetic to Pirate fans, and I myself am just I find myself irritated. Like, do you think that you're fooling me or fooling people by throwing out Connor, Joe, and Olivares in the middle of your lineup every day?
Yeah.
Or all the time that Grandal is still a viable player and a major league player? His average is headed back towards zero. Who else?
Here's
what he's hitting the ball hard, Joe.
Jared Triolo. I mean, what are we doing?
Here's what I'm going to.
And they've been gifted. They've been gifted by the baseball gods this year. It's a very rare situation in that they have elite pitching,
right?
Starting pitching, and a pretty good bullpen when it's healthy. They just need to scratch out some offense, and they could be a real problem for teams if they get to the playoffs. The problem is they're not trying to get to the playoffs. Playoffs? They're not trying.
Well, no. And I'll tell you one thing too, Joe. Palacios, right? Would it have been the worst thing in the world to DFA Michael A. Taylor?
No.
If you decided last night while you're sitting in your office, wow, Jack Sawinski has three home runs, or not three home runs, he has a three-run home run and had three hits. Let's give him another day or two because he is young, and let's see what happens. Well, what would be the problem with saying, Michael A. Taylor, nice knowing you, you're now Michael DFA Taylor? Like, what would be the problem with that?
Right, I know. Nothing
That's
would have been the problem
me.
With that.
That's what bothers me about it. It's not like you didn't
know. City Limits, why aren't you piping up today?
I am also angry about it.
You're a legitimate Pirate fan.
I'm going to the games this weekend.
What are you going to watch, Connor Joe bat third every day again?
At this point, I'm more excited for my Hawaiian shirt on Saturday than I am to see Bailey Falter pitch against the Mets. Because the Mets, because of Grimace, do the Pirates need to bring out, I don't even know, what would be the equivalent, the Burger King guy to throw out a first pitch and try to spark the offense? Like, the Mets have been changed?
It's insulting to the fans to do nothing. It really is. Nobody's asking you to trade all of your top five prospects and make crazy trades all over the place. Okay, this isn't 3 a.m. talk radio where people call in and say, you know, let's bring in Aaron Judge for Jared Triolo. They're talking really about one deal, where you sacrifice one prospect when you've just had 5 years to build up your prospect pool. You can't get rid of one or two.
I don't think it would be too much to pay for Taylor Ward from the Angels, who has a couple years left of team control after this year. He has more home runs than anyone on this team, and he'd be like top two in RBIs. And he's not going to command much because he's not the talent of a Guerrero or a Luis Robert, but is still a
productive
player.
Go ahead and command much. Command a top prospect.
Can give up a Thomas Harrington for him or a Solometo for him, and you have him for a couple more years.
Would you give up Thomas Harrington and Mitch Jeb?
Yes. Yes, I would.
I ain't giving up Mitch Jeb.
Yes, you are. Come on.
Yeah, I am. I don't even know who he is.
He's a shortstop, and what's hilarious is he's like, say, and you know, I don't, at the risk of having, at the risk of having fact check guy, tweet us and text us. I'll state that I'm not looking at the list specifically, but let's say he's the sixth rated prospect in their system.
Yeah.
7 and 8 are also middle infielders, and like 10, like 4 middle infielders all clogged up in like, you know, a 5 ranking spot. So you can get rid of one or two of them. You'll be okay.
Yeah, and I love the argument that says, well, one guy doesn't make a difference. Really? I mean, they're going to be playing a bunch of low-scoring, one-run games. And if they were ever to get to the playoffs, that's exactly what you're going to see. You're telling me one guy couldn't win a couple games for you? And a couple games might make all the difference. Let's go to the lines, City Limits. Who's up?
Let's begin with J.D. in Baldwin.
Hi, J.D. What's up?
Paul, Joe, how you doing? The one thing I wanted to mention here with all these potential moves for the Pirates, whether it's AAA or whatever, where is the Pirate attendance for 2024 versus last year? My gut tells me with the great pitching staff, the great young arms we have, that attendance is up and maybe even can look into the crystal ball to find out what future ticket sales are. I think that's going to play a role in what
Bob Where are you from, J.D.?
Carrington to do.
Where are you from? Oh, you sound like one of the Kennedys. You know, one of the political Kennedys from a long. Doesn't he sound kind of like JFK? Listen to this guy, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds almost like a Boston accent. What is happening here?
No, just Baldwin. That's as far north as I go.
That is not a Baldwin accent. You're from Baldwin, aren't you, City Limits?
Yes, that's a Baldwin accent.
Keep soliloquizing, JD. Say something else for a while.
Maybe he's from Boston near McKeesport.
Go ahead.
No, not Little Boston. Now, I'm just thinking if Bob Nutting knows what the bottom line is going to be this year and future ticket sales, and it's going to be far and exceeding 2024 from what we had in 2023, we may be talking about nothing. They may not make any moves at all. It's because he's going to tell Ben Cherington not to do it. Not that these moves that we're talking about here wouldn't make sense. You know, even the move today, you know, okay, so let's just say that, yes, they're keeping Solinsky because of last night. What about Michael A. Taylor? I know he just had a baby, but, like, is that good enough to keep him on the team? Send him down or DFA him, whatever.
This guy's an unbelievable public speaker, Paul. Yes. J.D. from Baldwin. I don't even know what he just said. I was captured by the tone, by the ability to string words together, which clearly I don't have right now. This man's a poet, City Limits.
You left him speechless, huh? He left you speechless.
He did. Yeah. What did he say?
Basically the equivalent of, you can make a move, but is the front office really going to greenlight it? Which I think, by all accounts of what Cherington and Nutting have said, seems like a good possibility that they will. But if they lose a series to St. Louis, don't at least tie the Mets in a four-game series, or beat Milwaukee, it's not going to happen.
Next.
Here's Ed in McMurray.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, how are we doing today?
Good.
Okay, you guys are hitting all around what is really wrong with the Pirates. Not that there's one thing wrong with the Pirates. It's development. They haven't developed a hitter in 15 years. The last one was Andrew McCutchen. Anybody else close? You had your Pedro, who had the one year with the big home runs, and you had Josh Bell, who was okay, but they're not paying the development people. And the people that are going to take the 18-year-old kid or the 20-year-old or 21-year-old kid from college and develop him into what the Dodgers, the Yankees, yeah, those teams do. They have development systems. And just to highlight how bad their development system is, Rowdy Tellez, he goes back to his 10-year-old hitting coach. Mitch Keller goes to Driveline to find his answers for his pitching woes. You have Key. He goes to the Double-A hitting coach who they fired because, man, you can't do that. I just don't get it.
Man,
and then
I don't
have these guys at the major league level that, okay, you have Jack Sawinski, right? He's hit more home runs than everybody in Pirate history in the first 2 years. So would you take those 26 home runs and that 800 OPS from last year and let him strike out instead of trying to get him to hit the ball the other way? Or Triola, who hits the ball the other way, but that's not good enough. They have to have him hit for power. So now he hits 209. Leave these guys alone. They're at the big league. They got there for a reason.
Thank you, sir. It's hard to argue with the development side.
Yeah, right.
The Pirates don't have one player with the team right now that's a homegrown, legitimate, established impact hitter. Not one.
Right. Well, I mean,
not one.
The closest you got is Nick Gonzalez, but
yeah,
I don't know.
That's
what
the closest you got.
I don't know what to think of him. Well, I don't know what to think of him yet.
I
think he's good. I think he'll be an okay hitter.
Might be.
There's the thing. I think he's going to be the kind of guy that is their second baseman for a lot of years.
Maybe.
But I don't know that he'll be a star.
Next.
We got two of Paul's favorites coming up. We'll start with Anthony in Oakland.
There we go.
Hi, Anthony.
You know, fellas, I'm tired of being lied to. You know, 2 weeks ago, we heard the urgency in the owner's voice about looking at this offense and wanting change, and it sounded like an edict to me that they were really going to do something, but the general manager has done nothing. The offense, you know, they talked about maybe organically. Well, organically, it's just as putrid as it's always been, and now they're falling out of this thing, and it's an embarrassment to call themselves a major league organization, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I mean, again, Anthony, and hello, how are you doing? And all that good stuff. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that the thing that is probably the scariest is that, as Joe just said, they've been for 5 years stockpiling all these prospects. And, you know, forget about spending money. They don't do a very good job of even developing guys right now.
No. No. And you know what they should have done? This is why you go to an organization with a history of doing it very well, like the Tampas or the Dodgers. That's where you get your assistant. That's where you get your GM. That's where you get your hitting coach. That's where you – why do they – I mean, they bring this guy in from Boston. Well, they in Boston had a problem. It buy them way to wins. The Pirates can't. So if you don't draft and develop, for 30 years they've been in the bottom of that. This is the results, fellas. So it's – you know what's happening for me? Latrobe can't come fast enough.
Man, I thought for sure this would be the year, and it still might be, where the Pirates stay relevant beyond Latrobe, but man, they're teetering. All right. Dan Zangrilli, top of the hour. Keep the calls rolling in. We'll include Dan. Maybe he can help us answer some of these. He's used to that. People calling in, ripping the Pirates, and him answering their questions. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years. In the South Hills, I want to ask Dan about some legit trade candidates, guys who might be realistic for the Pirates, what he thinks of them. We'll ask him for his opinion on Henry Davis. We gave ours.
Yeah, I was going to say the top 100 prospect list, this is according to MLB.com.
Yeah.
Tamar Johnson's still in the top 100, but here's the thing. Skeens and Jones obviously just got called up. If you add those two, and the Pirates would have four pitchers in the top 100.
And some others knocking on that door.
And they have one hitter, and it's Tamar Johnson. And his stock on this list went from 50 to 77. So
yeah.
Obviously, clearly, people are starting to fall out of love with him.
Not exactly a hitter's factory.
No.
The Pirates organization. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 91 today with sunny skies. Limits, I'm depressed all of a sudden, and I can't figure out why. Yes, I can, because of the topic of conversation and the fact that I'm coming down from a giant keg of coffee. Who are you on the phone with? What is he doing, Paul? Why is he always abandoning us in the middle of the show?
Well, he's actually answering the phone, so he's doing his job.
Who's on the phone?
Somebody who wanted to present a nickname for you, Joe, that I don't think you'd like. So that's why I was on the phone, saying, okay, thanks.
Tell me about it during the break.
Will do.
There was one other thing that came to mind, but I forgot. Dan Zangrilli's up next. Oh, are you nervous for the hot dog eating contest at 3 among the producers?
Have you seen the updated odds by Pony in this imaginary sports book that is actually real?
There
is actually somebody contabulating it. Nick Callis is the favorite.
Heavy?
Well, not heavy.
No Donnie, pun intended.
Donnie is also close in the race.
Yeah.
Callis is plus 150. Donnie is plus 200. Seth Lundy, which I guess is Seth Davis, is plus 400. T-Bird is plus 600.
Yeah.
Seth Myers, not to be confused with Sean Myers, his actual name, is plus 1,000. Intern Dom is plus 1,500. I'm plus 3,000 in the hot dog eating contest, according to these odds.
That's because the hot dog weighs more than you. What
it
are you,
does.
Are it's you a buck 40 right now?
Yeah, about a buck 40, 145, yeah.
Since you're plus 3,000, you should bet, you know, somebody, you should bet 100 bucks on yourself.
Yeah.
And then do everything in your power just to stuff them in, even if you have to throw up afterwards so you can win the money.
Are you going
to
try and win?
I'm going to try. Like, depending on
like
how
ferociously,
it goes.
Like competitively?
I'm going to definitely hit the over.
How many hot dogs can you eat in it? What is it, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes?
I know I can eat at least 3. I've never tried to eat more than that.
Try.
So I'm going to attempt.
All right.
And if I fail in the attempt, then I fail in the attempt, but I give it my best effort.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.